Hello and welcome to episode 54 of Brit Dissocial, the podcast. I'm Brit. I'm so glad you're here. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. I hope to give you some actionable tips to help make content easier. And if you are a returning listener, I truly appreciate you. Today, I'm going to be talking about content batching and why I talk about it so much, why it's so important. And I think it's a key part of following a social media strategy, which is ultimately going to get you to your goals, right? Okay, so why is content batching so important? You get to get your content done, like knowing that it's making those connections for you and bringing in your dream clients while you're working on other things. So you're spending some extra time in the planning and completion of the batching, but you're ultimately saving time in the long run because you're not taking time every day spending that, oh my God, I need to post something. I need to write that email. I need to post something on Threads because I haven't been there in weeks. What about LinkedIn? Oh my God, what do I do, right? But with a plan in place and you're batching and repurposing, you're getting all of that done so you can have that peace of mind knowing that your platforms are working for you to make those connections. And all you have to do is kind of check in daily, just a few minutes to kind of see what's going on and see if there's anyone you need to respond to, anyone you need to follow up with. And of course, I always recommend that like outbound engagement, go hype someone up, go compliment someone, go just stay top of mind, right? But when you have your content done, you don't have to have that constant stress of like, oh my God, I need to show up. And batching is really the key to that. And so a few things that I always recommend to make batching a little bit easier, or general mindset things when it comes to content batching. Here's what I recommend. First of all, separate your brainstorming time from your content planning time. Here's what I mean by that. I love to collect my content ideas when I'm not sitting down to create content. So that could look like texting it to myself when I come up with it. That can be having a standalone brainstorm time. That can be going through my conversations to see what questions people are asking me and what I can make content out of. I think that the brainstorming part needs to be separate from the planning part because there's so much brain power that goes into planning and batching, and keeping those two things separate is so important. Next, once you're done mapping everything out with your content, group the similar activities together. So I always recommend like trying to write all the captions at once or designing the visuals all at once. And that can also look like planning out your shot list and then recording it and getting all of that part done at once and then doing all of the carousels or whatever in Canva all at once as well, just so that your brain doesn't have to completely switch from task to task. Another thing, little caveat on that before we move forward. For some people, that doesn't work as well, and they need to go through all of the elements in each post. And if that's you, that's totally fine. I think the most important thing is finding a system that works for you. So if you need to go through the entire post and plan it out, and then go through and plan out the entire next post, do you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to change your ways, but I think the most important thing is finding a batching system that works for you. And kind of continuing on that, it's really important to use your same ideas across multiple platforms. So if you are creating some sort of long form content like blogs, emails, podcasts, things like that, reuse those ideas into other formats. So like you've already done the work, done the research, make small changes, format it for the platform and share it everywhere. Kind of along the same lines, one thing I love to do with Threads is sit down with my coffee and then schedule out posts for the day. Just to post every few hours, we'll keep up your presence. It's kind of funny, like for Threads, my thing with that is it's a good way to stay top of mind and it's a good way to build connections. I feel like I've talked to a lot of people and like posts about business don't do great there, but it's the random stuff that takes off. So share some thoughts, of course, run them through a little bit of a filter, but use that as sort of like a top of funnel thing. You can talk about your offers and people might inquire that way, but just know that for some reason, posts about our offers just don't do well there. So think about it, where it falls in your workflow in the funnel and use it appropriately, right? For email, I like to have a running list of kind of what's coming up in my upcoming emails. Like, for example, say I want to talk about this specific thing in 2 weeks. I'll drop it in my planning spreadsheet. I use Google Sheets for my spreadsheet, and I actually made a copy of the template that I use, the content planning template that I use, and I put it in a template form so that you can use it as well. It's $9. I put the link in the show notes. Honestly, I love this because it kind of gives you an overview of everything going on, like that I'm going to be talking about essentially, or that you're going to be talking about in your content. And the way it works is you have a space for all of your content ideas to live, and then you have a spreadsheet with, you can see kind of everywhere you're showing up. You can edit it for whatever platforms you're on, and then you can start to drop links and you can start to drop ideas. It's not a place for writing captions, planning all of that out, but it's a great place for kind of seeing it all in one picture. So I'll drop that link in the show notes. It's kind of funny. I've tried to use like Notion or ClickUp or Asana or all these other things, but I always come back to Google Sheets. Like, it just makes the most sense for my brain. So literally what I've done with this one, once I made a template, I was using Notion at the time, but I felt like this template needed to be out there. And then last week I went and I made myself a copy of my own template that I'm selling to go and plan my content from. And like, it's helped a lot. So I wanted to offer that to you. I'll link it in the show notes, of course. And then kind of coming back to batching, always make sure that if you choose to schedule, you set aside time to check back in to continue the conversation. You do still want to nurture those connections, to respond to comments, to respond to DMs, and also take that time to go engage with others as well. But don't just set it and then walk away. You need to make sure that you're still participating in the conversation, especially if your goal is to make those connections, right? So if you're looking for support with any of this, I'll drop my offers in the show notes. I help people with this in a few different ways, with like a membership as well as like strategy or kind of ongoing support. It's all there. I'll drop it in the show notes. I would love to help you with this. Batching and consistency is like honestly my favorite thing. My second favorite thing. My favorite thing is hearing people talk about what they're passionate about and then figuring out how to help them talk about it like in their content. Ugh. Favorite thing all time. Okay, that's all I have for you. We will talk soon and have a good one.